The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown.
Just News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And now you know when you hear that song, you're going downtown to Great Southern Restaurants. In the house this morning, I have Miss Maria Goldberg and Miss Taylor Dawson to tell us about everything that's happening with all of our favorite places. Where? Downtown.
Downtown. Good morning, Meg. It's nice to see you.
My cleverness is just killing us this morning. Sorry, y'all, if you haven't had your coffee yet.
Oh, shoot. It's great to see you on
you
this
too.
Rainy day.
I'm so proud of you for coming in because I was tempted. I mean, covers over the head. Yeah, that's it.
It's one of our favorite things to do is to come uptown.
Uptown, baby.
And come talk to you about what's going on downtown.
All right. So tell me everything. What is happening?
Let's start off with Mother's Day.
It's Sunday.
If you haven't marked your calendars, it is this Sunday. If you need that reminder, May 11th, and we are open at all of the Great Southern restaurants.
Really?
For Mom, we are.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so you have to give us the hours for some of them that I know are normally open.
Yes, we'll start with Fish House. We'll go over hours and all the features for all the restaurants. Starting over at Fish House, we'll be open all day for brunch and dinner, with brunch beginning at 11, ending at 3, and dinner beginning at 3 o'clock until 9. For the Fish House, we're serving off of both of our standard menus for brunch and dinner, but we also have some special features available created by our executive chef, Jason Hughes. For brunch, he is featuring Akisha Yaya, which is a play off of our world-famous Grits-a Yaya. It's going to feature fluffy eggs.
Akisha Yaya?
Yes.
That's very
cute. Akisha Yaya, very cute. Sticking with the puns for the day.
I love it, yes.
That's going to feature fluffy eggs baked in a flaky handmade crust with shrimp, applewood bacon, spinach, pear exotic mushrooms, melted smoked Gouda cheese, and applewood bacon white wine cream. That is the brunch feature. And for dinner, he's going to offer a wild salmon fillet served with ricotta stuffed sweet potato, caramelized cipollini onion, charred broccolini, topped with house balsamic honey glaze. Over at the Fish House, we are walk-ins only. But pro tip, as I always say, from your favorite former hostess, you can always give us a call to see what the current wait time's running. That's 850-470-0003. And that goes for Atlas Oyster House as well. We will be open for brunch service only on Mother's Day. That's going to run from 11 to 3 o'clock. And we're going to have the same special feature for brunch, which is that Akisha Yaya.
Delicious.
Yes.
Delicious.
Moving into Jackson's, we will be open for lunch and dinner with Mother's Day lunch 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock and dinner service beginning at 5. Same thing, we have a special feature for lunch and dinner created by our executive chef, Irv Miller. That lunch feature is going to be beef tenderloin eggs benedict featuring English muffin, hand-carved roasted tenderloin, soft poached eggs, hollandaise sauce, and roasted Peruvian purple potatoes. Please say Peruvian purple potatoes 3 times.
Oh my gosh!
And roasted Brussels sprouts.
You're doing very well. There's
Thank
quite
you
a few word
so
combinations
much.
Going
we got
on here
today.
Oh
yes.
My gosh!
And then for dinner, he is going to feature a seared halibut featuring Peruvian purple mashed potatoes, grilled asparagus, and citrus gremolata. Over at Jackson's, reservations are always recommended. To make yours, give us a call, 850-469-9898, or check us out on the website. We have a link directly to Open Table.
And just note that normally Jackson's is not open Sunday lunchtime,
right.
And so we will be. So just keep
oh,
that
wonderful.
In mind. And there are, I checked right before we came in, and we still have a few reservations available. So certainly, if you are interested and you haven't made that reservation, you got to give us a call.
Get
today.
On it.
Yeah.
Get
what's
on
the
it.
Time again that they'll today. Be open? Maria, what's the time? Do you know?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Okay, 10 a.m.
10 to 2, and then we transition into dinner at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then moving into Five Sisters, we will be open for our Sunday jazz brunch. We'll be serving off of our standard brunch menu as well, and that's until 4 o'clock. And in addition to our standard brunch menu, our executive chef, Josh Rich, will offer a special menu. The appetizer being 8 Caribbean jerk spice marinated wings tossed in a pineapple jerk sauce. It's catching up to me now. Brain's not firing.
And you were doing so well.
I know.
Don't jinx it.
The special entree is going to be seared salmon with coconut curry sauce served with sautéed vegetables over creamy rice grits. And for dessert, a chocolate lava molten cake topped with whipped cream and chocolate sauce.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
And then over at Five Sisters, we are walk-ins only as well. Same thing as Fish House and Atlas. You're always more than welcome to give them a call. 850-912-4856 to see what that wait is looking like.
See, I really think that you need to bring in some of these dishes. So then I can then describe them.
We can do
them
an on-air ASMR taste test.
Yes, I think that would be very appropriate. Just saying.
I love it. I'll never refuse food at 9 a.m.
Seriously, but when you just start describing all these things, I do get a little hungry.
We get a little hungry and a little tongue-tied.
Yes.
And last but not least, we have Angelina's. We're going to have 3 seatings for Mother's Day, and just like Jackson's, we're not normally open for brunch on Angelina's, so if you wanted to try a brunch at Angelina's, this is your time. We have 3 seatings available, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 o'clock. We'll be serving a prefix menu featuring some Italian brunch favorites. The cost for the menu is going to be $75 plus tax and gratuity. In addition to our full Italian wine list, wine director Matt Nichols will feature 4 really fun Mother's Day drink specials. It's going to include an Angelina's Bloody Mary, a peach white sangria, peach Bellini, and a mimosa.
Oh.
Mimosa.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you get that?
Too clever. We are so clever.
We're so clever today.
Today is a winner.
The menu is as follows. So first course, you're going to have a choice of a few different things. We're going to first have a burrata salad, then the Angelina's deviled eggs, French toast, heirloom tomato bruschetta, fried oysters and prosciutto, and a classic Caesar salad. So that's all for the first course. Then moving into the second course, you're going to have a choice of breakfast pizza, which if you're interested in knowing what a breakfast pizza is, that's going to have a sunny side up farm egg, bacon, pecorino, and arugula.
Oh my goodness.
Next choice is going to be an egg yolk ravioli. The next choice is going to be a pancetta and farm egg risotto.
Ooh. Ooh. I'll just give you the commentary as you go along there, Taylor.
Next choice will be the Angelina's shrimp and grits. And then your last choice for that will be steak and eggs. And of course, for dessert, we'll have a pistachio carrot cake, a strawberry semifrito, and a chocolate cheesecake. All for Mom.
I have no words.
None for
Yum.
Us.
Yum.
Yum.
If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Great Southern Restaurants, talking about exciting dishes and the hours and the ways that you can celebrate Mom on Sunday. If you have a question about the menu, about the restaurants, just text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yes, and we know it's a lot of information. It's a lot of information for us, too. But you can find everything on greatsouthernrestaurants.com. Yep, just check out the right-hand side. Everything's listed. Links and everything you need to make those reservations or give us a call over at Angelina's for Mother's Day. Like I said, we are doing 3 different seatings, so you will have to make a reservation for that. So give us a call at Angelina's. That's 850-542-8398 to reserve your seat for Mom.
Sounds wonderful.
Mother's Day. We are set and ready to go. And again, just to reiterate, Jackson's and Angelina's both accept reservations, and they are highly encouraged. Everywhere else is walk-in only. So make your plans. It's time.
Don't procrastinate. Yes. We're making it easy for you.
Yes, right. Definitely. Reservation,
no,
you're good. Yes, all right. That's right.
So once we get through Mother's Day, we have a couple other things in the hopper. Imagine that. And so we are actually getting ready for our beer fest.
Oh.
So we do a craft beer fest, and we've been doing it for over a decade, and it is a ton of fun. It's not until June.
Okay.
It's going to be June 15th?
June 14th.
June 14th, which is the Saturday before Father's Day. So hint.
Once again, making it easy for you again.
Okay. Hint. I like how y'all think.
So that's a great gift for Dad. You know, give Dad a couple tickets. He can go with a buddy.
You can
go with Dad. It's a great thing. But if you want to do that, May 31st, end of this month, pre-sale ends. So right now, the tickets are cheaper than they will be June 1st. So
you got 1 month.
You got
so
1 month.
So now is the time. Get those tickets with the sale price. And what is that price?
The sale price is
$30, and then it's going to go up June 1st to $40.
Oh, $10. Yeah, definitely.
$10. So that's why we mention it now. Make your plans now. Buy your tickets now. And it is such a great event. This is actually Taylor's pet project.
Uh-huh.
So Taylor, why don't you give them a little bit about the scene?
I have so many projects.
Taylor, as they say, bless your little heart.
Thank you so much.
Well, first, I want to know, where is it, the Craft Beer Festival?
So it's at the Fish House. We say it's on the Fish House deck. It's the entire outside of the complex. So it's
fun.
A Harbor View deck over at Atlas, our lower deck, our deck bar. It's going to be filled with beers, craft beer. There's more than just beer, though. If you're not a beer drinker, there is something for everyone. We're going to have some distilleries, a couple wine options. We always have Bushwhacker Spirits, which is a lot of fun. That's my personal favorite on a hot day when I'm out there. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's our 11th annual craft beer festival. And like we said, that is on June 14th. We're going to be featuring over 50 different beers with the portions of those proceeds going to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida.
Oh, that's great.
So we partner with them every single year. It's a lot of fun, and it's for a good cause.
That's great.
And they you can celebrate Dad.
Yeah. And one of the great things about Big Brothers Big Sisters, well, there are a lot of things, but they are there on hand. So if you're coming to that event, it's a great way to talk to them, to ask a little bit about the program. And if you want to get involved and be a mentor, be a big, it's a great opportunity to learn more about the program and sign up to get some more information.
And my understanding is they are in desperate need of more bigs. They have more littles than they do bigs right now. So
they
really need some folks to step up. And it's a great experience.
And they are always looking for guys.
Yes.
We thought it was a great fit with Beer Fest right before Father's Day. Just a lot of ladies, they tend to gravitate to volunteering in this particular organization. But guys, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
All right.
Absolutely.
So that's the Craft Beer Festival, the 11th annual.
I know. Let's talk about some of the regional breweries and local breweries we're featuring. Of course, we'll have Pensacola Bay Brewery, based right here in Pensacola, Perfect Plain, Props out of Fort Walton. We have Ology, based out of Tallahassee. Braided River is a newer one, based out of Mobile. The list goes on and on. We'll also be featuring St. Augustine Distillery, Bullet Bourbon, Assassinato Tequila. Those guys are a lot of fun. I feel like we talk about them all the time, but they're based.
How could they not be?
Exactly. And they're based right here in Pensacola, too.
Oh, cool.
So those guys will be there. It's a lot of fun. It's a 21 and over event. Of course, it will occur rain or shine. And like Maria said, you can get your tickets now for $30. And you can visit us online, or if you're having lunch or dinner at the Fish House, come see us in our gift shop.
Sounds like fun. Get it on your calendars now.
Get it on. Get those tickets. And I'll tell you, you can buy those tickets. You can come to the Fish House, to the gift shop at the Fish House, open every day from 12 to 8. Or even better, you can go onto our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and click on the shop link.
Okay.
And you hit the shop link, and the tickets are right there. Boom, you're done.
Perfect. Sounds
easy,
good to me.
Easy, easy, easy.
We always say the website is tailor-proof, so they use me as a test dummy. So I promise you, you'll be able to find it.
So again, we are here today for hints and tips, and we just want to make your life easy.
That's what we're
I love
here
it.
For.
We're, I
that's
love
what
it.
We're here for.
The Grits Girls are here for you, as we like to say. And of course, if you do have any questions, you can always reach out to me or Maria. I'm Taylor at goodgrits.com, and she's Maria at goodgrits.com.
So now that you've got a couple little hints and tips, we're going to give you another fun thing that is coming around the corner. And we're excited about it. This is the first time we've done this. Angelina's is rolling out a cool week coming up. If anyone knows me, when I have a drink,
Where are we going with this?
When I have a
How
drink,
much time do we have?
I like to have sparkling wine. I like champagne.
Sparkly girl.
I'm a sparkly girl. Champagne, Prosecco, Cava's, that's my thing. And so I was really excited to bring this new promotion to Angelina's. And we are joining up with National Prosecco Week.
Oh, boy.
It is going to be June 2 through June 7. Mm-hmm. And for anyone that knows is that Prosecco is a huge part of the Italian culture, Italian life. And so we thought it would be really fun to do a cool thing this week. And we're calling it... Sparkling Flights and Bites.
Oh,
so we
it's gonna be so cute.
It is so cute. We've got these wonderful presentation boards where we will have six unique Prosecco selections, and you're going to have be able to taste each one of them. It's a tasting flight, and then we're going to have Chef Ian has put together some shareable Italian snacks.
Nice.
And it's $25.
And when is it?
June 2. Monday, June 2nd through Saturday, June 7th.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
And it's one of those things that we like to do. We'd like to create fun little opportunities. So let's just say Taylor and I are going out after work. We can get one of these and share it together and be able to taste all of them, have a little snack, $25.
So fun.
It's super fun. And so we're really looking forward to that. And some people ask, you know, what makes a Prosecco? Why is Prosecco Prosecco? It is, it's a designation. Just like champagne has to be from the Champagne region in France, Prosecco has to be from the Prosecco region in Italy, which is mainly north near Venice. Mm-hmm. And so they have to be from that area in order to be a true Prosecco. So we are going to have fun with that, again, June 2 through June 7th. Don't need reservations. However, we always encourage to make reservations. But that's just a little fun something that we're going to do to celebrate the sparkly part of life.
And what's the name of it? Sparkling Bites and?
Sparkling Flights.
Flights.
And Italian Bites.
Okay, gotcha. Sparkling Flights and Italian Bites. Okay.
Yes. So we're looking forward to that. That should be a ton of fun.
That sounds like a blast. Okay, what else is coming up? There's so much.
Let's get into our Atlas Beverage class. Normally, we have radio the day before ABC, but last week we had ABC. So we're moving into the new semester, actually. Mm-hmm. We're very, very excited. If you've never heard of our Atlas Beverage class, or ABC as we like to call it, that is our beverage-focused class we hold once a month. And our whole goal with these events is to showcase what our local beverage community has to offer.
And just to make sure, you catch, because we're so punny today.
Yes. We're so clever.
We're so clever. Mm-hmm. ABC.
Yes.
Atlas Beverage Class.
ABC. Wow. The alliteration. Wow.
We do it in semesters like a class. Just you want to make sure you catch all of our fun stuff.
And I'm
There's
the
a
teacher.
Lot of thought that goes into this, y'all. A
and
lot
I'm
of
the teacher, which is very scary.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not the teacher. I am the host.
Okay.
But like I say, every single month we have new places popping up everywhere. Every time we turn around, it's a new brewery, winery, a distillery, what have you. So we want to keep you up to date on what's new in the beverage community by featuring each place and tell you a little bit about them. ABC is held outside on our Harborview deck behind Atlas, overlooking Pensacola Bay, and it's always the first Thursday of every month. We'll feature a local presenter discussing highlighted beverages, and classes will consist of four beverage tastings with four small plates. We say small plates. They are not small plates. You will not leave hungry. I can promise you that.
True.
And that will complement each tasting. The classes are going to cover the basics as well as specific information regarding the history of each brewery, winery, distillery, or whoever we are featuring, and their beers, wines, or spirits. All beverages and the menu will be released 2 weeks before the event.
So just to stay in the theme today, it is featuring the hostess with the mostest.
Exactly.
Taylor.
Oh, I love that.
Literally, the hostess.
The hostess. Okay, so how do you find out about those? Is that also on GreatSouthernRestaurants.com?
It's on the website. I'll go through who we are featuring with for the new semester or the fall semester,
oh, great.
As we like to call it, keeping with the school theme. The first one will be August 7th. We're featuring St. Augustine Distillery. September 4th, we are featuring Kettle One Botanicals. October 2nd, the Assassinato Boys from Assassinato Tequila.
There they are again.
Yep. Can't get rid of them. November 6th, Grayton Beer Company, and December 4th, Bullet Bourbon Family. So for all of these, you will have to make reservations. You'll do that through me. Contact me at taylor@goodgrits.com. You can text me, call me, 850-287-0200. Come hang out with us. It's a lot of fun. I will say they fill up very fast.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about it, you want to peruse the website, pick which one you want to attend, definitely let me know. Our last one of the semester is next month. That's June 5th, and we are featuring Una Vodka, and I do have some availability for 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Did I touch on the times? We have 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right. That sounds great. I know there's more.
Oh, there always is.
Yeah, there's always.
So let's just kind of do like a quick little recap, because we've gotten a lot in there today. So we've got Mother's Day, which is May 11th. Come check it out. May 31st, last day to get the pre-sale for Beer Fest tickets. June 2 through 7 is Prosecco Week at Angelina's. And then, as we talked about, June 14th is Beer Fest.
Fun.
The next day is Father's Day. So we have got a full lineup as we head into the summertime. But we will, each one of the restaurants will be open for Father's Day as well. It falls on a Sunday, June 15th. Again, if you're looking to do something nice for Dad, now's the time to start thinking about that. Fish House will be open 11 to 2, and also dinner service beginning after that. We've got Chef Jason has created a special Father's Day feature that's going to be available for brunch, and it's going to be a steak and eggs Benedict. And then for dinner, he is going to do a wild cobia featuring Creole spiced seared wild cobia served over andouille sausage, smoked chicken, and braised with ham orzo pastelaya. Paired with sautéed baby green beans, heirloom tomato, and topped with a buttery hollandaise sauce.
So that's easy for you to say.
Yeah. So that's over at Fish. We'll be open for lunch and brunch and dinner. And then over at Atlas, we'll be open for brunch 11 to 2. And we'll have the same special.
For brunch.
Mm-hmm. And then over at Jackson's. Again, it's a Sunday. We're not normally open, but we will be serving lunch that day, 11 to 2, as well as dinner service at 5 o'clock. And Chef Irv has created a lunch feature, which is going to be Bill E's Bacon Florentine Benedict with an English muffin, Billy's bacon, sauteed cremini mushrooms, spinach, soft poached egg, and finished with the hollandaise sauce.
Wow.
And if you don't know about Billy's bacon, go check it out. Google it. Seriously.
You need to know.
These pigs are serenaded with classical music.
Uh-uh.
I'm not lying.
Uh-uh.
Bill, B-I-L-L, apostrophe S, dash E. Bill E's bacon.
Okay.
I think Dad needs to know about this bacon, too.
For sure.
And then the dinner feature is going to be a surf and turf. Jackson's always, we need to have reservations, 850-469-9898, or you can go onto our website and click the reservation link and make it from there. Five Sisters will be open for our jazz brunch, and Chef Josh Rich has put together an appetizer, entree, and dessert feature: cowboy caviar, braised short ribs, and grilled peaches.
Gosh,
go check it
y'all.
Out. Angelina's will also be open. Now, again, Angelina's is normally not open on Sundays, but we're going to open for dinner because it's Dad. You know?
Oh, for sure.
We're going to open for dinner. So the bar will open at 4, and then the dining room will open at 5 o'clock. And the entree feature from Chef Ian Gillette will be a bone-in cab prime ribeye with ramp and charred scallion butter, served with garlic and herb mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and asparagus. Yeah. There's also going to be a special dessert, and it's a stout brownie with Irish cream gelato.
Good grief.
Topped with crushed pretzels and caramel.
Oh, my gosh.
Doesn't that just sound delicious?
Yes.
It does. I know. It's
yes. Incredible.
So, and then Matt Nichols has a special Father's Day drink special. Get this. It is a banana bread old fashioned.
Oh, wow.
With Maker's 46 Bourbon, Demaria, Black Walnut Bitters, and banana.
I'm not even a big drinker, and that sounds good
to
me.
It's okay. Like, come on. And
oh, we're out of time already.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. All right, ladies.
GreatSouthernRestaurants.com. Check it out.
Okay. Thank you so much, Maria and Taylor, for being here. Make your plans. Mother's Day this weekend, Father's Day coming up, ABC classes. You've got the Beer Fest coming up. There's so much. So go to their website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and check it all out. Thank you guys for being here.
Thanks, Meg.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.